Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Alaska schools interested in planting trees on their campuses to help celebrate Arbor Day in Alaska can apply for grants from the Alaska Division of Forestry to do so. Schools may apply for up to $400 to buy, ship, and plant trees on school grounds. Funded by the U.S. Forest Service, the grants celebrate Arbor Day, which was founded to educate children and adults about the many benefits of trees, said Jim Reichert, Community Forest Program Manager for the division. The COVID-19 pandemic and its ensuing impact on schools disrupted the original plan to have schools plant trees on Arbor Day 2020 and 2021. We'd like to get these grants awarded so schools can plant trees during the 2021-2022 school year, Reichert said. We encourage schools to apply for a grant and plant a tree to beautify their campuses and foster an interest in nature for students. The deadline to apply is December 10th. In Alaska, Arbor Day is celebrated on the third Monday in May. In 2022, Alaska's official Arbor Day is May 16th. For applications and instructions on how to apply, you can visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. Schools are encouraged to involve students in the grant application and planning process. The Kenai City Council certified the October 5th municipal election results at the Kenai City Council's regularly scheduled meeting on Wednesday in the Kenai Chambers. With the certification, newly elected members Deborah Sonart and James Baisden were officially seated onto the Kenai City Council. The actual swearing-in ceremony is scheduled for Monday, October 25th, as per voter approval. City Clerk Jamie Hines.
In 2019, the voters approved a charter amendment which provided that the council member's term began on Monday following certification of the election.
Councilperson Glenice Petty related that the meeting is open to the public.
On Monday, when they are sworn in, the public is invited to that, so it's not a private ceremony swearing in, and so anyone is welcome to attend that also.
The City of Kenai is planning a ceremonial swearing in for Wednesday, November 3rd, at the regularly scheduled meeting. The Kenai City Council also recognized Vice Mayor Malloy for his 16 years of service on the City Council. The Council thanked outgoing Council member Victoria Askin for her service. Student representative to the Kenai City Council, Alina Faulkner, was also sworn in on Wednesday. The City of Kenai will experience other changes in the near future with longtime Parks and Recreation Director Bob Frady's retirement and with the resignation of City Clerk Jamie Hines effective later this month. Due to continued spruce bark beetle outbreak affecting the Kenai Peninsula, Alaska State Parks will begin work with the Bings Landing Boat Launch Area on October 25th through the 28th. Superintendent Jack Blackwell with the Alaska State Parks.
During the month of October, State Park work crews are focusing on removing beetle kill trees and removing hazard trees and trying to reduce the fuel load in our state parks, as well as improving access and egress to our facilities such as boat launches and campgrounds.
During the week, slash and brush will be burned on site and in safe locations. Motors should be aware of equipment that will be moving the slash down the roadways. The Bings Landing boat launch will remain open throughout the project.
Our staff will be at the Bings Landing area, and the Bings Landing boat launch will remain open at all times, but we will be closing a section of the access road near the river. And again, I want to be clear, the Bings Landing boat launch will remain open, but drivers should be alert for traffic changes. We will be rerouting folks through the parking lot, which is typically a one-way out.
According to Blackwell, the goal is to make sure the facilities within the state park system are safe for all users, and they appreciate the public's patience during the project. For Scott Hamilton, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.